This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. I'm Karunya Rao and I welcome you all to Hot Stocks podcast. In today's edition, we caught up with Sameer Chavan, Chief Analyst, Technical and Derivatives at Angel One. The market kicked off last trading week on a positive note, which was then followed by yet another head start to test the 18,350 mark. However, traders turned nervous all of a sudden, that resulted in a decent profit booking below 18,100 on the same day. After this, global markets became jittery, which triggered sustained selling thereafter. As the week progressed, Nifty went on to thrash all intermediate supports to eventually test sub-17,500 levels on the last session of the week. Fortunately, few banking heavyweights provided the much-needed helping hand there to pull the Nifty beyond 17,600 at close. With last week's sell-off, Nifty finally snapped its four-week winning streak and is now placed at a very interesting juncture. Although Angel One was seeing 18,350 as a mild hurdle, it did not expect Nifty to come off at such velocity. In fact, after breaching 18,100, they did anticipate further decline towards 17,800. With reference to their intra-week commentary, they've been mentioning how 17,650 is important in a short term and the real damage of the recent upward trend would start below it. Despite slipping below, the way market recovered in the last 1 hour has pushed them to revise their levels a bit. Taking a glance at the daily time frame chart, Chavan sees Nifty retracing almost by 50% of the recent rally and saw some respite after nearing the 89-day EMA. Hence, for the upcoming week, 17,500 to 17,400 should be considered as crucial support. Although the global picture is still not good, Chavan would still like to back his inclination towards some relief move. If any recovery has to happen, there would not be better levels than this. On the upside, the first sign of strength would start above 17,800 and then we can reclaim 18,000 terrain ahead of the budget. The first couple of sessions would be important for the market as it will set the tone ahead of the mega event. One should focus on financial and auto space because in case of a recovery, they are the ones to be the front runners. Here are two buy calls for the next couple of weeks. First up is HDFC. This marquee NBFC stock has undergone a stressful time of late. In this process, the stock price fell around 17% from record highs with the help of lower highs and lower lows. Taking a look at the daily time frame chart shows stock prices trading at their make or break lows. If we connect two important lows, the trend line coincides around Friday's low. So if any recovery has to happen, it is likely to come from this position only. Hence, Angel advises investors to take this contradictory punt because the risk is minimal and if everything goes as per expectations, the reward would definitely be higher. One can look to buy for a trading target of 2,690. The stop loss can be placed at 2,538. The second buy call is Time Technoplast. Although the entire market corrected sharply last week, there were a few handful of stocks who did extremely well and this stock is clearly one of them. On Friday, despite stock prices falling sharply on the back of profit booking, the weekly structure still looks quite sturdy. We can see it traverse weekly 200 SMA with some authority along with sizable volumes, indicating tremendous strength in the counter. The momentum oscillators on daily charts are pointing northwards, which indicates momentum would continue in the upward direction. We recommend buying for a medium-term target of 102. The stop loss can be placed at 77.9. Remember, these stock picks are not intraday ideas but more of positional plays. We advise users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions. That's all for today. Do visit moneycontrol.com for more news, updates and investment ideas. Thank you for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. MoneyControl.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.